down this weekend with the Council on Aging of West Florida, y'all. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Super excited to have with me this morning some good friends from the Council on Aging of West Florida. Alicia Macklin is here. She is the Senior Volunteer Program Director and a friend of mine I haven't seen in person in years, but we've been Facebook friends forever. Mm-hmm. And he is the former director at Social Services, and he is currently on the council and a member and actually the chairperson for this event coming up on Saturday. Guess what it's called? Granny get down, y'all.
Get down tonight.
Yeah. Yes. So tell us about the Council of Aging of West Florida and some of the things that y'all do. Okay. And then let's talk about the event.
All right.
We really
absolutely
want everybody, all of our listeners, to come out for the event.
Yes, we do. And thank you, Meg, so much. She's leaving out the fact that she's going to be one of our judges.
Oh, I can't
so
wait.
So if you've been hearing her voice for many a moon, now's the time to come and see her beautiful face. So Meg is going to be one of our judges as well. But Council on Aging of West Florida, we thank our, Ken is actually one of our co-chairs. He and Melissa Sidoti with DCF. They are doing an amazing job, but we thank them for that, and I appreciate him being here with us this morning. Council on Aging of West Florida, for those who may not have heard about them or may not be familiar with what it is that we do, but we advocate, we educate, we stand up for and stand strong with all of the persons in our community, 55 and over, if they are still vibrant and lively and still want to volunteer in our community, give back, and then also 60 and over for those persons who need care, which is that area that Ken used to be in charge of as well, persons who actually need our services.
Well, you do so many different things and have so many programs. We probably need a whole morning just to talk about that.
Just to talk about it. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
no question about
it. Senior dining sites that we have all over Escambia and Santa Rosa counties, because we serve Escambia and Santa Rosa County. We have our Meals on Wheels. Everyone knows Meals on Wheels. That comes out of our office, as well as our adult day retreat. It's kind of like taking your loved one to daycare. We serve veterans there as well.
Just caregiver.
Yeah,
programs,
our caregiver support
and training, and grandparents raising grandchildren.
That's one of our big ones. Kenny, you want to talk about grandparents raising grandchildren?
Grandparents raising grandchildren is an unmet need.
Yes,
in our nation, not just our community. Elderly have taken over responsibilities raising grandchildren or other relatives, and it's a special kind of caregiving.
It is. And he's actually been a champion for that. And they meet on Thursday nights once a month.
Second Tuesdays of the month at 6 o'clock.
And the benefits are for both parties.
Yes,
I mean,
it is.
It's beneficial for the little ones and for the grandparents.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Special relationships.
And it gives them an opportunity to get out and get away and kind of, you know, take a break from that caregiving moment, at least for an hour, if no longer than that. And we do provide daycare while they could put the babies over in our daycare little area. And someone will, one of our foster grandparents probably is a foster grandparent program participants will actually be one of the ones watching them. So,
and
yeah,
to parlay that into the granny get down, there is a kids corner and activities.
Oh,
and 12 and under gets in free.
Yes.
Okay.
And who wouldn't want that?
All right. Wait a minute. What's granny get down? When is
granny
this happening? What
down,
is it?
Get down.
What is this?
Oh my gosh. Granny get down is an opportunity for us to support the foster grandparents. Has nothing to do with the foster care system. Persons who are 55 and over and are in like teacher aides in daycares, Head Starts, public schools.
Right.
Also our senior companions, persons who are 55 and over, who are giving a break to that family member or that person who doesn't have anyone to kind of be a friend to them, help take them to doctor's appointments, help take them to go get their hair done, take them to go fishing, things like that. Prepare meals for them, absolutely. And we are supporting them. We're fighting social isolation, and we're also teaching people that what food insecurity is real. And here's an opportunity to try to help people to help themselves, as well as to showcase the Council on Aging to the community in a fun, supportive way. As Kenny said, we've got a kids' corner. We're going to have balloon art and balloons
and
a DJ. We're going to be getting down with Granny.
But don't be leaving out the best part. It's a cook-off.
Hoo-hoo!
Hello?
Because you know you got one that thinks they make the best mac and cheese, and you got another one that thinks they make the best souffle. So we pit them against each other. Yes, we do. And we let them know, hey, those ribs, I mean, we've got all kinds of things. We're going to have peachy peach cobbler and ravishing ribs and royal red velvet cake. We're going to have all of these amazing dishes, kicking collard greens, and oh, it's just going to be amazing. And we're at Sanders Beach. It's going to be from 11 to 2. And if you come,
have lunch.
You better not come close to two. There probably won't be any food left. But yeah, we're going to have a DJ and we're going to have some dance offs and huge baskets in order for them to raffle. Can you talk about it?
Oh, cool.
And a wreath. These baskets are amazing. In addition to our sponsors, we've had people donate items that have been used to create these baskets, and it's part of our fundraising. We will sell chances for the baskets, and people can choose which one they want to take a chance on, or that wreath. It's a local artist that sells her wreaths in the marketplace downtown, and she's donated a wreath for that. And then, of course, all of our sponsors have the opportunity to have a table there and talk about the services that they provide.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are we able to say any of our sponsors?
Of course.
Christina Powers Tax. She is amazing. She has been one of our huge supporters. Sodalis. And on 9 Mile Road, I know they have one in Cantonment. That's the one they call in Cantonment. Sodalis is our big, big banner supporter. So we've got Quint and Rishi Studer, of course. Modern Woodman of America.
Oh, girl.
Their ones, but we've got a ton. The Apple Yard Family Foundation, The Butcher Shop. Everybody knows them. Gulf Coast Home Experts, Nurse Spring, TLC Caregivers, Kenny's Old Stomping Ground, Waddell Law Firm, and Kenny himself. He's had an amazing, I mean, his support has just been crazy. Him and his partner, Mark, as well as their baby Raider. Randall's Formal Wear, Group One Ford of Pensacola, Faces Magazine. Our good old Florida representative, Michelle Salzman.
Hey.
Melissa and Robert Sidoti, Devoted Health, Career Sources, Escarosa, Oshner, 65+, Pat Windham, Cheryl Peterson.
Wow.
Those are just a few. Were all the big dogs. So,
okay.
Local Pulse also.
Local Pulse will be out there. Local Pulse. Lisa Longlighter.
Okay, if you just joined us, this is Pep Talk. We're talking with our friends at the Council on Aging of West Florida about their big event this Saturday, Granny Get Down. They're going to have music and food and a cook-off. This is the 8th annual. Tickets are $20. Seniors, 55+, $10. Kids, 12 and under, free. It's from 11 to 2 at Sanders Beach, right there on 913 South Street, Pensacola. You can't miss it. It's a great venue. And then you have MC is going to be Robin Richard. She's always great. And I'm excited to be a judge of the cook-off. I'm a little scared. I may have to, you know, do some running.
Bring some apple cider vinegar with you.
Do some running later in the afternoon. We got mac and cheese. I'm hearing all these high carbs.
Calories don't count for a fundraiser.
Okay. And then you have Governor Williams, Eldon Scott. Lots of folks know him as the chief kindness officer with Sonny's. Governor Williams is with Sandy Sansing. And then Dr. LeSharon Wiley, we all know her. She is the director of the Equity Project Alliance.
Yes.
So they'll be the judges.
Yes.
You can be a judge too. Come influence us. Tell us which things you like the best.
Well, all of those folks, y'all can come on out because guess what? We got a People's Choice Award.
Oh.
So y'all have a chance to vote for who you felt like was the best as
well. Oh, I love that.
Yes.
Okay. So it starts at 11. You probably want to get there right before 11 so you can get the first dibs on the food.
Exactly.
Right?
And bring those kids on out. Let them have fun till their daddy takes the T-bird away.
And then basically the proceeds benefit AmeriCorps Senior Volunteer Programs with the Council on Aging of West Florida. I can't think of a better cause myself.
Thank you.
And I don't think people realize the senior companions and foster grandparents are themselves officially volunteers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's right.
They are.
We're going to talk more about that when we come back. I take a quick break. We're talking to our friends, the Council on Aging of West Florida, about this Saturday's event, 11 to 2 at Sanders Beach. Granny, get down, y'all. We'll be back with Pep Talk. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. We're here with our friends from Council on Aging of West Florida talking about Granny Get Down
this
Saturday.
Granny Get Down.
So tell us everything in case someone's just joining us. This benefits the AmeriCorps volunteer program for seniors.
Yes, our foster grandparents, our senior companions, we're addressing that social isolation. Get on out of that house. That's what this event is for. But it's for everyone. The title is Granny Get Down because Granny's cook, and everybody knows grannies can sure enough throw down.
And some grandpas.
We've got one that his ribs are astounding. So we've got some grandpas that are coming. We've got a grandpa that's doing peachy cobbler. So that's a grandpa. But it's for everybody. It doesn't matter what age you are. Doesn't matter who you are. Come on out and enjoy with us this Saturday, 11 to 2 down at Sanders Beach. If you don't know Sanders Beach, 913 South I Street.
You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. We're going to have a kids activity section. We're going to have a lot of fun with the DJ. We're going to have dance offs, and we got a bottle of wine that you can win if you so imbibe for one of those dance offs. We've got gift cards from Texas Roadhouse, gift cards from
Butcher Shop.
Butcher Shop. They are hooking us up with some, and then we're going to have Kenny tell them about those baskets they can win.
Those baskets are amazing. We have Christina Powers with Tax. We mentioned earlier she's been intricately involved.
Yeah.
The donated items are going to be put into those baskets, and chances can be purchased, and people choose which one they want to, or they can do multiple.
Yeah.
As well as a local artist has created a wreath, and that wreath is going to be one of those as well.
Yeah.
I do want to point out, we mentioned earlier that the senior companions and foster grandparents are volunteers themselves.
Yes.
And the funds from this, in addition to bringing awareness to that social isolation and food insecurities, the sales, the fundraising, and all of that supports these programs and the senior companions going into the homes of those persons needing assistance. And then the foster grandparents, Alicia talked about where they go into schools, and it gives a child an outlet, a support. Just, it's amazing the relationships that they can build.
It is.
And I've heard the senior companions, the recipients, talk about they don't know what they would do without that companionship. Mm-hmm.
Without that companionship.
From that person coming and spending time with them.
Well, and so many people, by the time they reach a certain age, have lost a lot of their family, or their family lives out of town, so they don't have some of those connections that maybe some of us take for granted.
So true. And they can come to us at the Council on Aging. Get out of that house, ladies and gentlemen. There's no excuse. Stop watching Steve Harvey and Judge Judy all day long. Forget that. They've already made their money. You come on out and get with us. We're going to show you all of the different things you can do, just like Granny Get Down. We're going to attach you to some fun and some family and some support, and you're going to have a good time doing it. And as Meg already said, the judges that are there, Dr. LuSharon Wiley, Governor Williams, Eldon Scott, as well as her, and everybody knows Robin Richard. Oh, my gosh, she's so amazing.
It is
going to be so much fun, and that's the biggest thing. And I need those kids to come out. We got a lot of balloons to give away to them, so you tell them to come on out.
Bring the kids out. Yeah, for sure. Oh, bring the whole family.
Meg, we're going to have a balloon artist that has created three life-size balloon arts.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and that's those are just for the kids to win.
Oh, and kids are free.
Kids are free, so up to 12 years old. We know some 7-year-olds can eat more than us, but up to 12-year-old is free, so
that's
bring the kiddos.
And I want to take a plug here, too. Although this event is not for recruiting senior companions and foster grandparents.
But it can be.
But it can be. Why not?
But it can be.
We need senior companion and foster grandparent volunteers.
Okay.
And even though they're volunteers, they do receive a small stipend. And if you're interested in doing that, 55 years of age and older, and call the Council on Aging and ask to talk to the program coordinators.
Okay. And so where do I go to get tickets for this event?
You can come to our office, 875 Royce Street. It's just a connecting street in between in Davis and 9th Avenue, 875 Royce Street. You can go to our website. Our Facebook page is a better way. If you have Facebook, just go to the Council on Aging of West Florida. Go to our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. Or you can go to COAWFLA.org.
That's also how you can look it up on Facebook without spelling everything out. Is just COAWFLA. And it'll bring it up.
Perfect. Yes. Well, I do have a text that came in. So if you've got a question for Alicia or for Kenny, 850-437-1620. This is a good question. Has anyone ever entertained the idea of a senior center in the Tiger Point Midway area? If not, who would I contact to start that?
I need you to contact our office. Craig Shoemaker is the Director of Community Services. That is what he does. He's always looking for persons who are interested in hosting a dining site in their area. So just dial 850-432-1475. That's 850-432-1475. And you can ask for tickets to Granny Get Down, and you can also say, hey, I want to talk about trying to host a dining site in my area. How do we get that started?
And ask for Craig.
And Craig, yes, because you do dining sites all over, don't you?
We do. Escambia, Santa Rosa County. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, another opportunity for people to get out during the day, too.
And I want to go back to the tickets, too. I have tickets for sale, and I know anyone who's on our fundraising committee has tickets. And if they know somebody that's on that, we can get them to them.
Okay.
We deliver.
Okay, well, how can people get in touch with you, Kenny?
850 206-0568.
There you go.
If you just join us, we're talking about the Granny Get Down event this Saturday from 11 to 2 at Sanders Beach Community Center. You can't miss it. Lots of great food. They're going to have a cook-off. You're going to be able to judge the food. They're going to have a DJ and dancing and food tasting and cooking demos and prize. It's going to be a lot of fun, y'all.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. I'm ready.
We look forward to it.
Tickets are only $20 for general admission. And then seniors, it looks like seniors 55 plus, only $10. Kids can come in free. We're going to come back
in 12 and under.
And tell you a little bit more about it before we go. This is Pep Talk, and our friends are here with the Council on Aging of West Florida. We'll be right back after the break. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, getting ready for the Granny Get Down this Saturday.
Down, get down.
So what else do we need to know? You said something about guest chefs?
Yes, Meg. How could I have left that out? Tommy White with his restaurant on 9th Avenue, 1216 North, and it's 1216 North 9th Avenue. He was a guest chef last year, and oh my gosh, everybody was like, what is he making up there? Mm-hmm. It smells so good. So Tommy White, 1216 North, and Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah.
So last year, Tommy White did a Cajun Soul Bowl on stage. And then Eldon came up and did a banana pudding cheesecake.
Mm.
So, yeah. So we would love to have everyone come out. I mean, I have to say publicly, I cannot thank Kenny Holt enough, our advisory council members enough. Their support has just been incredible. Kenny has gone around, and so many of our sponsors, thank you, because it seems like everybody he's asked has just said yes. And that shows what they feel about the Council on Aging, mm-hmm. and what we're doing for our community.
Well, you know, I have a personal soft spot in my heart for the Council on Aging of West Florida. It's one of the best organizations in our area, doing great things every single day.
I agree, and I told you all earlier, I have a 25-year
history
with Council on as an employee, then later as a volunteer through TLC Caregivers, and then myself, and then now back with the advisory council for the volunteer programs and the fundraising committee for this event.
Yeah. Well, it's people like you that make all the difference. So
all
we're grateful
difference.
For all of your
Thank
service
you.
And volunteerism. You're amazing.
It's an agency that I believe in.
Mm-hmm. Thank Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
So if you believe in the Council on Aging and you want to have a little fun this Saturday, let's get those details out one more time about in case somebody just joined us or on their way to lunch.
Yeah, if you just joined us, come on down, get fat, full, and have fun.
And I said it, calories don't count for fundraisers.
Exactly. Okay. And All we're right. going to be getting down May 23rd, this Saturday, 11 to 1, Sanders Beach for Granny Get Down. It's our 8th annual cook-off celebration supporting our seniors in our community.
Okay, and where do
and
we get
to? And it's not a meal. It's a sampling.
It's a tasting. Taste
it's
all over.
So
just
taste all over.
Yep. Taste all over. And you can get tickets at 875 Roy Street at our office. You can call us 850-432-1475, or you can Google Council on Aging.
Or you can purchase them as you come into the event Saturday.
Yeah,
there
on
you
site.
Go. All right, y'all. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank
Alicia
you, Meg.
Kenny Holt. We appreciate all that you do with the Council on Aging of West Florida.